Listeners, beware. This story may spoil your search. So if you're hoping to find the hidden art exhibit completely on your own, turn off your radio for the next 3.5 minutes, or plug your ears, or just start singing really loudly. We're off on our quest to find the frost.
Hi, I'm unnaturally telling my name into the microphone.
Let's try this again.
My name is Crystal Garrison.
Crystal had heard about frost and let me tag along on her expedition to find it. She roped her fiancé, Corey Crawford, into the outing, and their trusty dog, Leo. The first stop was inside, at the computer, to look up the clue on the Frost website.
So I just Googled Anchorage Frost.
You got Frost Dental, so I guess we can go get our teeth
There's
cleaned.
Dr. John D. Frost.
With a more refined search, we find the first clue, a picture of a snowy lawn with towering lights. In the distance, you can see a blurry fence and a dark area on the edge.
I would have a hard time guessing on this picture, to be honest with you.
But Corey knew it instantly.
I think that's
He's super visual.
The duck pond's right here. The parking lot is right in front of it.
Corey says it makes sense because the park is easily accessible by car, bus, bike, and foot, but people don't always think to hang out there. Gretchen Weiss is one of the project coordinators. She says the 5 exhibits will be placed in different parks in the city for short periods throughout the winter.
Anchorage is huge, and we've got over 200 parks, and each one has its own flavor and variety. And so we kind of took the personality of what that frost was going to be like, and we looked at what the parks were like, and we kind of matched them up.
This time, the Frost exhibit is a short film made from footage gathered around the world. So the setting has a more classic cinematic feel. Weiss says the temporary outdoor exhibits invite people to interact with strangers that they may never otherwise meet.
For frost, it's dark and people are wearing lots of layers. So you really don't have a whole lot to go off of somebody except for here's one marshmallow and you're a marshmallow and you see this thing and it's pretty cool. And you can start talking when maybe usually you wouldn't.
When we arrive at to look for the movie, the park is empty despite the relatively warm weather. Leo the dog leads the way. As we enter the park, Corey finds the scene of the clue.
You remember seeing the rock in the picture?
Oh, no, I don't.
These rocks were in the picture. That's the duck pond to the left.
Leo bounds ahead and we follow.
You totally called it.
We find the film projected from a locked box onto a white wooden board. Extension cords trail away from the setup. Crystal watches the film outside in the cold. She's impressed.
This is so awesome that you're bringing art to the public and you're leaving it out there for people to explore and discover on their own, whether they're meaning to or not. But it's also got to be kind of nerve-wracking to leave this equipment and this art and, you know, all the time spent involved setting it up. You know, it's just kind of hopefully people will enjoy it for what and how it is and not feel the need to tamper with it.
Crystal's statement turned out to be prophetic. Within a week of our successful quest, cords began to disappear and the setup had to be altered to make it more secure. But Weiss says they'll try to keep it running until December 6th, when they'll reveal the final location and host a drive-in movie at Okay, I'll give you another clue. It's that big building in Midtown where you can go to read for free. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.